never stops turning, even when you wish you would. You find yourself standing on the shore, taking in the light. Can I seem to just stand still? Would it help if I jumped into the cold, dark water? You find yourself standing on the shore, middle of the night. Run till you can't keep on, till your lungs cry out and you feel again. Holding on to the feeling you've been chasing for feels like forever.
WUSB 90.1 FM. I'm Ryan.
I'm Frank.
Of
Idlewax.
Up next,
electronic psychedelic sounds with
Ed Rollers.
The time is now 12:03 a.m. You're tuned to WUSB 90.1 FM. Or WUSB.FM on the internet. Welcome, listeners, fans of psychedelic, electronic, and ambient music. You've arrived at The Melting World, a home of adventurous music. I'm your host, Ed Roller, and welcome into another edition into the heart of psychedelic sounds. We are doing the 420 carryover. We'll be here for another 3 hours or 2 hours and 57 minutes, celebrating the holiday of 420. And all those in the know what I'm talking about. We're just going to continue the good vibes until 3 a.m. And we will be focusing on some IDM or intelligent dance music, acid house music tonight, some psychedelic electronic sounds, and we'll tell you more about that when the time comes. We're going to start off today's show with a tune from Pete Namlick and the Higher Intelligence Agency from their 1997 fax release entitled SHADO, and this tune is entitled Intruder Detector. But before we get that, let everybody know we are still in Radiothon. Radiothon, our biannual fundraising effort to raise money for the station's continued operations. And we will tell you more about that. But the easiest way to donate money to the station is to go right to the website, hit the pledge link on the left side, and all the information will be there for you to donate money to the radio station. The first set of music take about 15, 20, 25 minutes. I have no idea. It's definitely going to be in the 20, 25-minute range, less than a half hour. So we will be back, and we have a great show lined up for you tonight. We're going to be getting into some music by The Orb, Psychic TV, some new music from Nia Moya from Greece, and Eat Static. We have some Eat Static coming up today's show. and the cosmic hour fluid period of time. We will be getting to some electronic sounds in the last hour of our program, the cosmic hour. So we'll be here till 3 a.m. once again. Please enjoy, sit back, enjoy the great vibes of electronic psychedelic music with the melting world here at WUSB 90.1 FM.
And we invite you, wherever you are, whether you're at home or whatever, to kind of kick your shoes off and put your feet up and lean back and get yourself a cup of coffee or something and just relax and join us in enjoying some very quiet and romantic and relaxed music for a couple of hours.
Your call is being transferred.
Thank you. What you're listening to are musicians performing psychedelic music under the influence of a mind-altering chemical called
Thank you.
It's time to adjust your mind. You're back at the Melting World here at WUSB. We're in the electronic, psychedelic sound mode tonight. We're going to be featuring music that could be called acid house or acid or psychedelic electronic music, or maybe some rave music. We're going to be touching on some music from the 90s in the electronic zone. We started off today's show with music from that era, from the 90s. Started off today's show with the Higher Intelligence Agency and Pete Namlook from the album SHADO. That was a Fax release in 1997. And the tune that we heard was Intruder Detector. And that opened off that album at the time, opening track from that album. And then we went into a Asphodel recording from the year 1996, a year earlier, and the album Gaiatron versus the Cheap Robots by a band or an electronic outfit called Byzar, B-Y-Z-A-R, and we heard the tune Mach. And that was the live recording of Mach. Once again, that was available on the Asphodel Records in the year 1996, and that was our first set of music, some electronic psychedelic sounds from the mid-90s. We're going to be going all over the map this morning. We're going to be playing some music from the mid-90s as well, or the early 90s with a band, or the electronic band, or not even a band, electronic DJ known as The Orb, Alex Patterson. We're going to be playing some of his music a little bit later in our program. Up next will be Psychic TV, from a record that was released in the year 1999, Two Tablets of Acid, a second supply of Two Tablets of Acid, The Origin of the Species, from Genesis Orange and Psychic TV, when they went into the electronic zones in the mid to late 90s. Yes, the 90s that was. And in the Cosmic Hour, Cosmic Hour will be coming up at about 2 o'clock. We'll be going into some music by the electronic band from the UK, Radio Massacre International. And back in the year 2007, they had a homage to the late Syd Barrett called Rain Falls in Grey. We're going to be getting some music from that album. And then we also have some German cosmic music from a gentleman named Günter Schlintz. Günter Schlintz plays cosmic music for those people that do not leave the ground. So we have all this to get to, and we will also be featuring some music from Hungary with a gentleman named Aethar, and he has something that was released last year called the Tribal Earth Mix. That is our featured record and artist of the day. About 40 minutes of music we'll be getting to about halfway through our program. So we're going to take a quick break, hear a public service announcement, and when we come back, we're going to be getting to a nice long set of music from Psychic TV, and we're going to go to Greece with a new electronic outfit called Nia Moya, and that'd be John Vaganis from the band Nexatras from Greece. You got all these bands, it's really difficult to pronounce their names, but I give it the best shot I can, and if it doesn't come out that great, well, you know, that's the way it goes. But at least we're playing the music here at the Melting World. We are in Radiothon. Radiothon, our biannual fundraising effort. All you have to do is go to the website, wusb.fm/pledge. That will take you to a secure site where you can put in all your information. And, you know, believe me, you know, you can call the station when the DJ isn't speaking, area code 631-632-6901. And we can take your information, but, you know, here it is, 12:30, you know, it might be 2 o'clock in the morning, you'd be like, I'm in no mood to talk to somebody that's asking me for money. But you could do it tomorrow. You could go to the website, or you can call the station if you are so inclined to donate money to WUSB. And let me tell you, we can use the money. We put in a transmitter about maybe 6 or 7 months ago. Man, that thing was expensive. But you can hear us on the edges of the listening area much better now. And you can hear us no matter where in the listening area, you can hear us much better now. But specifically on the edges, say by the William Floyd Parkway out in Shirley, and also Route 110 out in there in Huntington and the Melville area, Farmingdale area. You could definitely hear us much better. Before it was static, and now you can just barely make us out, but everywhere in Suffolk County and lower Connecticut, you could hear us great. So, you know, you're the people that we're trying to get through to, you know, pick up the phone or go to your computer and, you know, go to the website and make that pledge, because this is, after all, community radio, and we cannot survive without your contributions. And we also have something called the Sustainable Recurring Pledge, and you can donate $5 a month, you know, and once you put in that donation, and you can use the secure site to put in your credit card or debit card information every day, the day that you put it in. Say, what day is today? Today is the 21st. Yes, it's the 21st. So say you do it tomorrow, the 22nd. Okay, every day, every month on the 22nd, you will be deducted from your debit or credit card account either $5 a month or whatever it is that your heart desires that you feel that you could afford to donate. It could be $10 a month, $25 a month. I'm not telling anybody what to donate, but the $5 a month, excuse me, wow. Maybe I should stop talking. That's like a message. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to get a sip of water. Hear a public service announcement, and when we get back, we're going to hear some more psychedelic electronic sounds here at the Melting World. Melting World, mind melting soundtrack music.
Log of the Starship Enterprise, stardate 5943.7.
Captain Kirk, this is Lieutenant Uhura. Mr. Spock is ready to patch in. Go ahead, Mr. Spock.
I'm on the surface of the destroyed barbarian planet now, Captain.
Destroyed? What do you see, Mr. Spock?
The surviving inhabitants are in a dreadful condition. It seems they can't control their limbs, and their minds are dull and useless. Fascinating. They seem to be in a state identical to that curious 20th century Earth disease called hard drug abuse. I suspect it has destroyed all meaningful life on this wretched planet.
A tragic find, Mr. Spock.
As a Vulcan, I find the need for hard drugs to be totally illogical.
But as a half-human, Spock, surely you can appreciate the suffering that hard drug abuse causes. We can only hope that other civilizations will not make the same mistake.
We had 2 bags of grass, 75 pellets of mescaline, 5 sheets of high-powered blotter acid, a salt shaker half full of cocaine, a whole galaxy of multicolored uppers, downers, screamers, laughers. Also a quart of tequila, quart of rum, case of beer, pint of raw ether, and 2 dozen amyls. Not that we needed all that for the trip, but once you get locked into a serious drug collection, the tendency is to push it as far as you can.
This is Bugs Bunny. I've been a pop star all my life, like, man, I've seen it all. Along the way, I've heard of some folks getting mixed up with hard drugs, like smack and downers. Now let me tell you, there's nothing wrong with sharing a good, healthy carrot with some pals before a show. But stay away from those bad, hard drugs, unless you want to wind up asking me, what's up, Doc?
Here to talk serious to you, baby. Hard drugs never did anything good for anybody's head. I'm talking about heroin and barbiturates. They kill people, man. They wreck minds, burn brains, and definitely destroy your health. Do not use hard drugs.
Yes, words of wisdom from the late Wolfman Jack, one of the heroes here at the Melting World. And we're in the psychedelic electronic zone tonight. You know, this is the Melting World. We could be playing, you know, hard psychedelic rock music or space rock music or analog synthesizer music, sequencer-based synthesizer music, or, you know, we did an ambient show not too long ago with full-on ambient music. It depends on the mood or, you know, what's in line, what's new, what happens to, you know, cue my interest, so to speak, you know, for the week. And we're here every other week. rotate with a show or alternate with a show called The Buzzing Bout. And when The Buzzing Bout isn't on Sunday mornings between midnight and 3, The Melting World is here playing the freakiest tunes this side of the galaxy. We're back at the Sounds of the Night, and we're going to move ahead with one of the originators of the acid house. And what is acid house, you might ask, or acid? It's a genre, a musical genre, that's a derivative of the EDM, electronic dance music, also simply known as acid, came out in Chicago in the mid-80s. Like its forefather, Chicago House, acid house is a minimalist form of dance music with a slight distinction that it relies on this distinctive electronic squelch of the Roland TB-303 bassline synthesizer. Now, in the early 90s, the acid house gravitated to the UK, and it became what's called the rave scene, or the rave scene. And there was a lot of great music came out of that rave scene. One of those bands or electronic outfits were the Future Sound of London. You also had the Orb, and there were quite a few, Aphex Twin, and there was quite a few others that, you know, were part of that scene where people would, you know, take mind-altering chemicals such as ecstasy that helped them stay awake and dance all night, or even to the next day. As a matter of fact, with some of those raves. And boy, I miss those raves, you know. Those raves were a lot of fun. They had a bunch of them in New York City. I went down to a rave in Baltimore as well. Man, that thing was out of control. But those are just great memories that I have of that scene. And we're playing some of that music for you tonight. And hopefully you are enjoying it. Wherever you are, you could be in your car just digging along, or you could, you know, be listening at home on your phone with your AirPods on, you know, or you could just be cranking the stereo with the speakers. However you get this music, you know, just crank it up tonight, because this is one of those nights. And once again, the Cosmic Hour will be happening at 2 a.m. where we're going to be going electronic with the music of Günter Schleitz, electronic cosmic artist from Germany. And we have some music by Radio Massacre International from the UK as well, with their music or their homage to the late Syd Barrett. So we have all this to get to and more, and we don't have a minute to waste. Let's get right to the music here at WUSB. Melting World, music that defies the parameters of time and space. This is Genesis P. Orridge and Psychic TV here at the Melting World and WUSB. Radiothon, WUSB.FM/pledge. You can do it.
What you're listening to are musicians performing psychedelic music under the influence of a mind-altering chemical called LSD.
Thank you. And there is bad.
Good. Bad. Good.
Music.
She went into the doctor's mouth.
real poopy pants.